Coming up on episode number 1419, it's time to get to a Herman's Hermits cover story because lead singer Peter Noone is having his 75th birthday this weekend. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, November 3rd. 2022. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another cover story edition of the show. Today featuring the music of Peter Noone, lead singer of the band Herman's Hermits, the voice you hear when you think of Herman's Hermits. He's also done some solo stuff. We'll get to that as well. But of course, we do have covers of and by the band. And I'm going to do something that I don't usually do. I'm going to start with a cover by Herman's Hermits. This is a cover of a song that you'll know instantly. It's originally done by Sam Cooke, but Herman's Hermits released their own version way back in 1966, included it on their greatest hits, one of their many, many greatest hits collections. Here are Herman's Hermits and their cover of Wonderful World.
It ain't no good to cry. She wants
Soundtrack song, such a great trailer, movie trailer song, because I hear that song and I immediately think of like post-apocalyptic backgrounds or explosions or things like that. It is such a great song. The End of the World, covered there by Herman's Hermits, the original version by Skeeter Davis, that version recorded back in 1966 for their Greatest Hits album as well. The Stool Pigeons, before that with a cover of Can't You Hear My Heartbeat, that one from their album. It was an all-album tribute to Herman's Hermits called Rule Hermania. Stool Pigeons, who usually do a lot of Beatles covers, kind of breaking their rule and doing some Herman's Hermits covers on that one. 1996 is when that one came out. The Bro Brummels, also from 1966, with a cover of Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter. That one originally by Tom Courtney, not even originally a Herman's Hermits song, but of course they had a big, big hit with it. It's one of those things that's going to be forever attributed to Herman's Hermits because of the popularity of their version. But Tom Courtney had the first version. That version came out in a re-release of the Bo Brummel's self-titled 1966 album, which came out in 2005. We start things off with Herman's Hermits and a cover of Sam Cooke's Wonderful World from a totally different Greatest Hits collection called A Greatest Hits Collection. Another song that will always be connected with Herman's Hermits is a song called I'm Into Something Good. However, that's another one that was not originally done by the Hermits. That was a song that was written by Jerry Goffin and Carole King, but was originally recorded by Earl Jean McRae, a woman who was part of a girl group called The Cookies, joined that with her sister. Her sister actually founded the group, and Earl Jean McRae joined the group. Earl Jean also fathered a child with Jerry Goffin while he was still married to Carole King, and released this single that same year, back in 1966. Here's the original version of I'm Into Something Good, performed by Earl Jean McRae.
this message means the end of all my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know the palace they'd been behind the door where my love reigned as queen?
Written in all by the puzzled man who question what we were here for. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay.
On the ship, all of our days.
Yeah, the voice of UB40, Allie Campbell, with a cover of Silhouette, originally by Herman's Hermits. Before that, you heard, oh, by the way, that came from an EP that he released called Silhouette, the legendary voice of UB40 from 2014. Before that, Peter Noone with a David Bowie cover, All You Pretty Things. Great version of that song, and one that... that sounds just as much like a Beatles song as it does a Herman's Hermits song, if and people in the chat room would agree. Before that, you heard No Milk Today, that one by Joshua James and the Forest Rangers, that one from the soundtrack to Sons of Anarchy, Songs of Anarchy, Volume 2, which came out in 2012. Earl Jean with the cover of with the original version of I'm Into Something Good. That was the song that Herman's Hermits covered, turned into a big hit. And you can find that version on the One Kiss Can Lead to Another girl group's box set, which is great. It comes in an actual hat box, which is really, really cool. Came out in 2013. Let's get to one last set of music here. And we're going to start this one off with another song that, again, you attribute to Herman's Hermits, but this one's way, way, way older, about 50 years older than the Herman's Hermits song. And maybe you recognize this from that, maybe you recognize it from Patrick Swayze singing it in the film Ghost to drive Whoopi Goldberg up the wall. But it's I'm Henry VIII, I Am, the original version here by Harry Champion. This is from an album called Music Hall Greats, Volume 1. The original song came out in 1910. Here's I'm Henry VIII, I Am.
You don't know who you're looking at, now just you look at me. I'm a bit of a knob, I am, belong to royalty. I tell you how we got about, I married Widow Birch. I was King of England when we trotted out of church. Outside the people started shouting it, hooray. Said I go down upon your knees, it's coronation day. I'm Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She'd been married 7 times before. Everyone was Henry. She wouldn't have a William or a Sam. I'm a 8th old man named Henry. Henry the 8th, I am, let's sing then. I'm Henry the 8th, I am. Henry the 8th, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She'd been married 7 times before. Everyone was a Henry. She wouldn't have a Billy or a Sam. I'm a 8th old man named Henry. Henry the 8th, I am.
Listen, people, do what I say. I say, everybody's got to have their day. And don't you know that everybody's got to love somebody sometime? Everybody's got to win a heart. Everybody's got to love somebody sometime. When you do, I hope you'll never part. I once found love just like you. But then he came, he might come to you. And don't you know that everybody's got to lose somebody sometime? But everybody can part. Everybody's got to lose somebody sometime. So take care that you don't lose your heart. So take my advice and you'll always find you'll be happy all of the time. Take my advice and you will see you'll be happy as you can be. Listen, people, do what I say. I say everybody's got to have their day, and don't you know that everybody's got to love somebody sometime. Everybody's got to win a heart. Everybody's got to love somebody sometime. When you do, I hope you'll never part. You never part. Listen, people. Listen, people. Seconds over minutes.
buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You better send a begging letter to the big investigation. Cause somebody put his fingerprints all over my imagination. Cause you tease and you flirt, and you shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You can please yourself, but
where it ends. That is a green shirt. Of course, Elvis Costello's green shirt, covered there by Peter Noone and the Tremblers from the album Twice Nightly. Yeah, after Herman's Hermits, Peter Noone joined the Tremblers for that one right there. 1980, a cover of the song by Elvis Costello. Before that, Megumi Hara with a cover of There's a Kind of Hush All Over the World. Of course, some Japanese covers for you, because you know I love those. That originally, the original version of There's a Kind of Hush was not the Carpenters, not Herman's Hermits, but the new vaudeville band. Herman's Hermits made it a big hit. So did the Carpenters. Sadly, no one thinks about the new vaudeville band. That version right there, released in 2009 on the album Everlasting Love. Off Our Rocker with a cover of Listen People from the 2015 release Songs We Forgot, and Harry Champion with the original version of I'm Henry VIII, I Am, Henry VIII, I Am. That one from Music Hall Greats, Volume 1. That song originally coming out about 56 years before the cover by Herman's Hermits. Back in 1910, that version was recorded. And that is going to bring us to the end of the episode. I know, it's not that there weren't a lot of songs, they're just so damn short. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Coverville. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. Of course, I'm on all the socials. At Coverville is where you'll find me just about on everything. And if you want to support the show, please go to patreon.com/coverville. Throw a buck or two my way, and you'll get extra bonus content like extra episodes of things and clues for Guess the Connection, of which there will be one tomorrow, finally, after a couple weeks off. So that'll be coming up tomorrow, and of course, everything else over there at coverville.com. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brandon saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.